Oh man.
Blog Talk What's Radio. Up?
What's up, everybody? This is Lee from Lee and Keys Real Talk Radio. But tonight is that Friday night fight with my two brothers, Jermaine and Carl, as we do the Three Bros Fantasy Football Show. Let me shout out my two brothers. What's up, big bro down there in Florida? How you doing, man?
What up, bro? What up? Championship weekend, bro. What's happening?
That's right. I like that energy. Yes, sir, man. Championship weekend. Hey, let me introduce my second brother. What's up, Jermaine? My bad. I got a little tough time for a minute.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. It's a show me the money week right here, brother.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Well, before we get started, I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, a safe holidays. Wish I could be there to celebrate with you all. That'll be hopefully 2022 is when we all can get together again as one big family and celebrate the holidays. But that being said, y'all know I love y'all. I miss y'all. Y'all in my heart. And doing this show has kept me close to y'all. And, hey, man, it's just been a great year, man.
Mm-hmm.
Same here.
Absolutely.
Same here.
Yeah, man. So, look, tonight, you know, we're going to talk about it on our championship weekend. There's a lot going on. Tonight, we're going to talk about moves that we made or didn't make that got us to the championship or how it's playing for third place. Then we're going to talk about the players you need to sit this week. And then, more importantly, we're going to let you know who needs to be in your lineup to help you hoist that trophy at the end of the year. Time permitting, we'll give you some sleepers as well. But let's get it started by, like we always do, by talking some real football. Big Bro, I'm going to come at you on this one. Last week, Sunday morning, I was watching Fantasy Football Live on ESPN, and I had some stuff on my phone, and a lot of people were talking about picking up Jalen Hurts and possibly helping some owners win their championship this weekend. But I want to throw another name in there, man. I want to throw Tony Pollard in there. What do you think about Jalen Hurts and Tony Pollard as far as fantasy-wise helping some owners win their championship?
I'll be honest with you. If you rely on either one of those guys to win your championship, you in trouble. I'm not doing that, bro. I mean, I'm being honest with you. When I was doing my research for tonight, I was thinking to myself, you know what? I'm only gonna deal with players who actually gonna make me win. You know, not some of these other dudes that, you know, if ands. No, bro. This is the money weekend. This is championship weekend. Jalen Hurts and Pollard ain't gonna do it for me, bro. I'm sorry. They sitting on the bench. I don't care nothing about that.
Okay. Well, just for y'all that don't know, Big Bro is one of these, he is tried and true with, he don't do a lot of waiver moves. He stick with the players he drafts, and he ride them unless they get hurt or they just not producing. So I kind of sort of expected that answer from Big Bro, but let me go to Lil Bro and see what he thinks.
Man, this sounds like one of those debates between Stephen A. and Max Kellerman. I think the opposite. I think the opposite, man. I have to disagree. As far as is in fantasy football, man, you got to ride the hot hand. And when you see trends, such things like the Dallas Cowboys, everybody know they absolutely are atrocious on defense. If you're riding on the defense that hasn't improved in the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, you can feel good about starting the Jalen Hurts, man, because Jalen Hurts, even in his poorest performance, still scored over 25 points. So I feel you can start Hurts, and I think you can start him with confidence. Pollard, the last I've heard, I think Ezekiel's playing this weekend. So it's going to relegate him to back to the bench anyway, but going up against the Cowboys, man, who haven't shown no life to me, other than that raggedy win last week, but they still give up a lot of yards. I mean, you can still start them. I think you could be okay.
Okay.
I just think that if you rely on those guys to start, they didn't get you there. So why mess it up now? I mean, I'm a prime example, but we'll talk about that in the what the hell did you do to lose?
Yeah.
Hey man. I'm kind of with Carl and on with Jermaine. So on with Carl, as far as like I know, as far as me, I will probably ride out what got me to the dance, unless I didn't have that much confidence in my quarterback and he had a bad matchup. For example, if I own, let's say, for example, Kirk Cousins this week, when I play Kirk Cousins against New Orleans defense on the road, or when I play Jalen Hurts against Dallas defense. But nine times out of ten, Kirk Cousins isn't your A starter unless your starter got hurt and you had to pick him up. Like, I picked up Kirk Cousins when Drew Brees went down. And the only reason I picked him up because he had a nice little three-game stretch in there where he could, like, really put up some numbers for me, and he did, helped me win a couple games. And then that fourth week, I sat, when they played Tampa Bay, I sat Kirk down, and I picked up Phillip Rivers because he had a better matchup. Now, I'm going to play Jalen Hurts in my DraftKings this week, but I'm not going to rely on him to win me a championship. Unless I just didn't have that much confidence in my A quarterback. But Tony Pollard, I like what he brings as far as real football, but I just don't think he's going to do it this week with Zeke coming back. Unless you play Pollard in your flex position and you feel good about it and you had nobody else to put in there, I may play him in my flex position. But as far as leaning on him as an RB1 or RB2, nah, I couldn't do it this week. Plus, Philadelphia front seven is pretty good against the run. But I think Pollard's value is more in the passing game than it is in the run game. But I'm with Big Bro. I'm just not going to lean on Pollard, and I wouldn't lean on Hurts unless my quarterback had a bad matchup. All right, little bro, I got one more question. And y'all know I never do this, so y'all know this kind of hurt me to ask y'all this. I posed y'all this question on our group text, so I'm going to let the people know. I did hit my brothers up about this question early in the week. I have a dilemma this week. Do I play DK Metcalf going against Jalen Ramsey, or do I play AB going against Detroit? Coming with you, man. Who should I go with?
I'm going with AB, brother. The last game that Metcalf played against Ramsey, man, Ramsey owned him, cuz, pretty much. And I think he had his worst game of the season. And right now, Antonio Brown, he's one of my starts, actually. He's going up against Detroit. They're one of the worst versus, you know, wide receivers right now. Plus, they got the defensive coordinator is out with COVID. So, I mean, good grief, man. I mean, that's a dream matchup right there for me. So, that's exactly what you were saying earlier. You got to play the matchups. So, right there, I know he's going to get volume. He scored for the first time last week, and him and Brady got synergy. I would go with AB.
All right, big bro, you asked me for the numbers earlier this week, and I text them to you. DK or your boy AB with the Bucks?
Well, I believe I chose DK.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. What Jermaine said as far as AB and the Detroit coaches and all that, that's new news. That was before we had this conversation. I mean, after we had this conversation. But I'm still sticking with DK regardless. I just think that, they're going to be down from coaches, but the players still got pride, bro. These professionals, they're going to play some ball one way or other. I just think that the stakes are a little more higher for the Seattle and Rams game than the Buccaneers and the Lions game. Bucs are gonna win that game. I mean, that's clear cut. They out there just this is like college game. It's a stat game. They playing FIU, okay, Charleston Southern. That's who we playing this weekend. The Rams, bro. They playing for a title and to get into the league. So you know, DK, those guys are gonna bring their all. I don't even think the Rams are gonna win this game. I think Seattle's gonna do it, and I think DK is going to be a big part of that. So I will be starting DK. I wouldn't even think twice about it.
Okay, okay. Man, Carl, I just look at them numbers, though, man. His numbers scare me, bro, going against Ramsey, dog.
I got 2 for 28, bro.
Yeah, bro.
But see, let me look at these. What was that? What were we talking about on this thing? So, okay, so he had 2 for 44 away at home and 6 for 78 away. But I still lean to the fact that that game meant – those games – didn't mean as much as this game this week. This is win and end. And I just don't see it. Not to mention the Rams are playing like crap anyway. Golf, believe me. Golf didn't. So, you know, that dude called me $175.
All right, man. So what I'm going to do is I have DK in the lineup right now. I haven't changed my lineup basically for the last 8 weeks unless I had an injury or a bye.
Yeah.
I've been rolling with that same lineup. I know tinkering with that lineup could be bad juju.
yeah, buddy.
So I'm going to think about it. I'm gonna sleep on it. I got a couple days. No, actually I don't because AB plays Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, he plays tomorrow.
AB plays Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. Yep.
Yeah, so I got a day to sleep on it, and I'll see what I do. But Big Bo got something to get off his chest, man. So we're gonna go ahead and jump into it. All right, we're gonna talk about the moves that got us into the championship, or the move that has us playing for third place. All right, big bro, get it off your chest, man. I know you've been waiting to talk about this all week.
Bruh, let me tell you something. And I thought about this. All right, let me just tell the people what happened. Last week, I'm in the semifinals, and I'm looking at my lineup, and I got Jared Goff and I got Murray on my team, my quarterback. I've been riding Murray pretty much all year. I mean, he pretty much got me where I am. He did what he needed to do. But I also had a pretty dominant team, period. You know, everybody was producing double digits, so I was pretty much blowing people out. No problem whatsoever. This week, I looked at my lineup, and I said, okay, I like my lineup. My quarterback, oh, man, it's tough. Dude I'm playing, he on a hot streak. So I said, man, okay. I looked at the lineup. I said, okay, Goff playing the Jets, bro. The 0-13 Jets. You know, and we talked about this on the tech line. You know, like, hey, man. Mm-hmm. Remember, I said, go Goff, man. He's playing the Jets. I said, you're right. He gonna murder these dudes. I said, and my man Murray is playing Philly. That pass defense is pretty stiff. You know, I'm like, all right, you're right. Let's ride with this dude. Bro, dude goes out here and scores 55 points. And I lose by 11.
Oh, damn.
Now here's the kicker, though. I was mad about that, but the more I dig into it, Devontae Adams let me down. Tyler Lockett let me down. Nelson Aguilar, who I picked up because I didn't want to start Christian Kirk. He let me down, but he outscored Kirk, so that move actually worked. Yeah, so overall, my team let me down when I needed them to step up. So I ended up losing by 11 points, and now I'm playing for third place. Against my brother, Jermaine, who I'm going to have to take out all my frustration out on this weekend. Because I got to get this trophy. Oh, up here. Hey, look, bro, I'm looking at my phone, looking at text messages, and he making moves during the podcast, bro. He trying to get me.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
A good thing I've never seen.
Hey, well, you know, I was gonna tell the people about Jermaine tonight, about him making moves during his show. Hey, but you know what, though, Carl, I ain't even gonna lie. I almost made the same mistake, bro.
Yeah.
I almost played Jared Goff over Brady last week because he was going against the Jets. But then I sat back and I thought about it. I was like, Atlanta can score points. Atlanta can score points. Now, in the first half of the Bucs game, I was scared. I was like, what the hell is going on? Man, I think I text y'all like, Brady going to cost me the championship. But, that's neither here nor there. You know, I squeaked it out. So, I'm at two championships. But I'm going to come to Lil Bro. What's a move that cost you the dub or, you know, playing for third place?
Yeah, man.
So you're playing for a championship this week, right?
Yeah, I'm in two of the championship games, man. Two out of them are three. And this would have been 3-for-3 if it wasn't for Keenan Allen and Eric Ebron, man. I went in the game. Me and Moo, we were talking about that Thursday night game with Keenan Allen, man, that he mysteriously ended up on. It wasn't even a questionable tag from what I could remember. And then he went in the game, man, and barely played, man. He only had three targets, one catch and 17 yards, man. So I felt good because Herbert did his thing. Henry, you already know, King Henry did his thing. So we went in the game, and I was leading him by 3 points with Eric Ebron, and he had Deontay Johnson. So I'm saying, man, I already knew Ebron was going to kill the Bengals. And dude gets hurt that first play, man. I'm like, you got to be kidding. And I end up losing by like seven points. So that hurt, man. But it would have been 3-for-3 in the championship. But I could say the move that really helped me. And, man, it wasn't even a move, really, y'all. It was playing Waller, man. Waller went ballistic. So he scored like 36 points by himself, going nine catches, 150 yards. So both of my championship leagues, I have Waller. And I guarantee you, in a lot of our leagues, we're going to have prominent players who consistently produce all year long.
Man, the crazy part is, in my league, Tom Brady was my only question mark going into the game. Because Atlanta had been playing pretty solid at home on defense. And I was really thinking about playing Jared Goff over Tom Brady. I'm glad I didn't do that. And another move that actually saved me was Robert Woods. I played Robert Woods in one of my leagues over Justin Jefferson. And Robert Woods had a good game, whereas Justin Jefferson had a mediocre game compared to what he had been scoring. So Robert Woods actually saved my butt on that one. But, you know, man, it's just the ebb and flow of fantasy football, man. You just never know what's going to happen. And nobody thought that Jared Goff was going to lay an egg the way he laid an egg on Sunday. I thought they would put up at least 30 on the Jets. And then when I was watching them play, I was like, I'm not playing him this week going against Seattle. I'm not playing Jared Goff this week. I haven't even thought about putting him in any of my consolation brackets or nothing. I'm just sticking with the other guy, and I'm getting away from Jared Goff. So, you know, man, it's – and that one, I understand why Big Bro went with Jared Goff because of the matchup.
Yeah.
But at the same time, who would have expected Kyler Murray to have to actually – they needed all 55 of his points to win the real football game.
Right.
You know, I thought you know, that Jalen Hurts would probably go on the road, lay an egg, probably turn it over, take a couple sacks. Because, what, he got sacked, what, six times?
I think he got sacked like six times in that game.
So,
yeah, his line,
but, man, that's just how fantasy football works, man. You just – oh, man, I felt bad for Big World, man, because I was thinking I was going to make the same move, but I just went with Brady. And I just – because that was my gut feeling. But the matchup feeling was telling me golf, but I just didn't do it. And, like, this week and the league I'm playing a championship for, I got Big Ben, and I was like, man, Big Ben is stinking it up. I can't play Big Ben. So I'm playing Drew Brees this week, and I'm hoping that Drew can get back to himself this week. But I'm not playing Big Ben. So, but look, man. This the best part of the show, y'all. This the part I love. You know, we get to share our knowledge with the people. All right, Jermaine. Oh, no. All right, Big Bro. Coming at you, man. Give me a quarterback you sitting this week.
You just brought him up, bro. I'm sitting Big Ben this week. And, you know, hey, if you playing for a championship, don't start this guy. He, you know, last 3 weeks he's been playing like trash, and he's going up against the Colts, who ain't been giving up nothing. And now, you know, will I be shocked if he come out and right the ship? No, because, you know, he is Big Ben. But I'm not risking my championship on him when the numbers show the last 3 weeks he ain't been performing. So sit that guy. Hopefully you got somebody else, because I'm sure you didn't draft him as your number one quarterback anyway.
Plus, Big Ben ain't pushing the ball down the field, man. It's like everything is a dink and a dunk. It's coming out his hand, like, super fast. So, basically, the defense don't even have to play the deep part of the field because they're not even throwing it deep. So,
yeah, he got the weapons. Yeah, man, Ben, he got the weapons.
Yeah, Ben just ain't looking right to me. I don't know whether that is Ben or the play caller. But they got a solid offensive line. So, yeah, man, I agree with you about Big Ben. All right, Jermaine, give me a quarterback you sitting this week.
Man, I'm sitting Phillip Rivers going against the Steelers. That same game, the Steelers on defense, I mean, they've been playing decent, but it's still the Steelers. And they've only been giving up on the average like 16 points a game. Phillip Rivers, he's been a little hot lately, but going up against the Steelers, knowing that this right here is a must win game, because it's a good chance they may see each other in the playoffs. So I'm thinking the Steelers are going to rise up to the occasion, and I think they're going to really make life a little hard for Phillip Rivers going in this week.
Yeah, man, because we all know Rivers doesn't do good under pressure. Pittsburgh still can put a little bit of heat on the quarterback, but Pittsburgh's secondary is actually pretty good. I thought their secondary might suffer when Bud Dupree went down because they weren't had that other pass rusher. But actually, I think their secondary has picked up their game, whereas the front seven has kind of went down a little bit since Bud Dupree and actually Vince Williams comes back this week from the COVID list. So quarterback I'm sitting this week. I said it earlier, I'm sitting Kirk Cousins this week. Going against New Orleans. New Orleans pass rush, they can get home with four. And if you watched the game last week when they played Kansas City, they lit Patrick Mahomes' ass up last week. And that second half, they was lighting his ass up last week. And I expect Kirk Cousins to get a little bit of that this week. Plus, New Orleans has a solid secondary. So if Minnesota can't establish the run, they definitely going to be in trouble against New Orleans. So I will actually sit Kirk Cousins down this week. If me and my two brothers just told you Phillip Rivers, Big Ben, and Kirk Cousins, if you're looking to go elsewhere, I will probably look at probably Mitch Trubisky. He got a good solid matchup. He's been hot. Maybe Tua going against Miami. But right now, your waiver wire is probably terrible. And probably the only person out there is probably Trubisky. So you can pick him up. I would start him over those three guys we just told you about. All right, Jermaine, give me a running back you're sitting this week.
I'm definitely going to see it Swift for the Detroit versus Tampa Bay. He's been playing well. However, he's going up against that defense this week that I'm thinking them boys are really making that playoff push, man, and they're going to really assert their dominance on the Detroit Lions. If you got another option, definitely go anybody but DeAndre Swift this week.
All right, big bro, give me a running back.
I agree. Hey, I'm sitting Mike Davis this week against the Washington football team.
Sir.
For two reasons. One, he ain't been doing much, and McCaffrey could possibly be back this week. Although, up to this point, he was still iffy, but I wouldn't let him come back in next year, bro. At this point, there's no need for him to come back. But I think the Washington football team is still fighting for the division, even though they're 6-8. They got something to play for. They've been playing great last month, and they haven't really been giving up much in the run game. I just think it's time to sit Mike Davis. He was great for like second month of the season, but reality has kicked in, and he's showing why he's second string right now.
Yeah, I have Mike Davis written down too, but I'm going with a guy that I talked about earlier, Ezekiel Elliott, man. I think Zeke is injured, man. I think something's going on with him, man, because he just doesn't look the same. And then the way Pollard looked last week really made Zeke look even worse in my eyes. But Philly has a good front seven. They tough against the run. If I had a Dallas running back that I had to choose, I would probably go with Pollard over Zeke because of what he offers in the pass game. But, yeah, man, I'm sitting Zeke Elliott this week if he on my team. All right, Carl, give me a wide receiver you're looking at sitting this week.
Yeah, I'm sitting Hollywood against the Giants, bro. Giants giving the third fewest fantasy points over last month. Hey, he's not going to get you to the promised land. Remember now, you are in the championship playing for the title right now. So that's the kind of picks I'm giving you. If you got Hollywood Brown on your roster and you have anybody who can provide you with more points, you bench this guy. It's just bad. It's a bad matchup for him.
Okay. Even though he coming off a good game last week, bro.
He only coming off a good game because his quarterback had a great game. He finally pushed the ball down the field. But I don't see the Ravens. You got to show me more than once in consecutive weeks that you are willing to push the ball.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Not to mention, that last touchdown he got, bro, that was straight luck. Because after that, he didn't have a touchdown. That was luck.
All right. Big bro Adam it about Hollywood Brown being on the bench this week. Give me a wide receiver, Jermaine.
Man, I'm sitting Tyler Lockett. He hasn't scored double-digit fantasy points since week 11. And L.A., the Rams, they're giving up the least fantasy points to wide receivers. I know, guys, we talked about, Metcalf earlier, but I think the way that they're going to have to attack the Rams this week, they're really going to have to pound them with Carson. I think it's going to be a different game this time around on the ground. I don't think Carson played that last game. So I'm thinking they're going to have to run the ball. But I don't think neither Lockett or Metcalf are going to have a huge game this week.
Well, I'm hoping you're wrong about DK. I'm hoping you're wrong about DK, but I still got but I still got time to make my mind up. I've been beating up T.Y. Hilton here for probably about a month, but then I had another start last week. But I got him as a sit this week, but I ain't going to talk about him. I'm going to sit Nelson Aguilar going against Miami, man. I think Miami defense is just solid, dog. Having two shutdown corners and two corners that can cover, it makes it hard for any offense to really get off. If you go back to the days of Revis and Cromartie, Prime Time, and Eric, I can't think of his name on the other side. But whenever you got two shutdown corners, you're not going to be able to do a lot through the air. So Nelson Aguilar has had a turnaround year, but I wouldn't have my championship based on him having a good game this week. So I'm sitting Nelson Aguilar this week. All right, Jermaine, give me a tight end that's going to be watching the game from the pond.
Man, I'm going to say pretty much Jonnu, man, we've been beating up Jonnu Smith for the Titans the last about 3-4 weeks. But, man, he ain't done nothing. But he played decent last week with 5 catches. But he has a really tough matchup going up against Green Bay. Green Bay is really solid versus the tight end. And with the receivers, you got Jair Alexander going up against AJ. I think it's really going to be a Corey Davis game and a King Henry game, moreover. So I wouldn't play Jonnu Smith. If there's another option out there, I would go with that one.
Well, it looked like we've been cheating off each other paper this week because I have Jonnu Smith too. But go ahead, big bro. Give me a tight end that you give him the bad news that he can't play this week unless there's an injury.
Well, let me tell you something. Not only am I giving this guy the bad news, but I'm actually calling him to the office and handing him retirement papers. And that's exactly what it is. I think the era of Dallas Goedert has come upon us, and he's taking over the scene. I think it's time to sit Zach Ertz, and he might be time for him to retire. He's being replaced slowly but surely, I mean, even with the target. And so, and I think Goedert, he had a better rapport with Jalen Hurts anyway. So that's going to just push Ertz out. It's just not a good matchup. So hopefully you got one of these tight ends like, you know, your boy Logan Thomas or somebody like that can fill in that spot this week.
Yeah, man, it's crazy because you would hope that management wouldn't be telling the coach don't call plays for this guy because, you know, Ertz is he's not happy with his contract situation. So he's basically been pissed off with the organization all year. So is the organization sabotaging him to lowball him for his contract? I would hope not, but I'm with you. He just hasn't played good. And when he didn't have a rapport with Carson, which is his guy, and now you got a new quarterback in there. So, yeah, man, Ertz just imagine about 2 years ago, he was a top 5 fantasy tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I had Jonnu Smith written down also, but I'm going to sit Dan Arnold for the Cardinals, man. I'm going to sit him down versus San Francisco. Arnold has come out of nowhere. He scored a touchdown in, what, the last two games, last two, three games. He's been a receiving tight end that the Cardinals basically didn't have. But I'm sitting him against San Francisco, man. The Niners defense actually isn't that bad. They just get a bad break with their quarterback play. When your quarterback is turning the ball over, putting you on a short field, there's only so much a defense can do. But I'm going with the Niners to shut Arnold down this week. I don't think he's going to have a good game. You know, me and my two brothers, we just said, if you're depending on Ertz or Jonnu Smith or Dan Arnold, look elsewhere. I would probably look as far as, like, trying to pick up Dawson Knox for Buffalo. Josh Allen seems to have a rapport with him. Look for him in the red zone. Look for him on a third and eight. So if Knox out there and you have one of these three guys, go pick up Knox and start him over these three guys. All right, Carl, give me a defense that's on the pine this week.
I'm sitting Green Bay defense against Tennessee. Last 2 weeks, they've only gotten, you know, you 10 points from a defensive standpoint, and I think Tennessee may run all over these boys. I feel like Rojo ran all over them. I'm sure Derrick Henry gonna fucking win the Heisman in the pros today, this weekend. I think, and I'm not saying, hey, look, I'm not saying that Tennessee's going to win because they still got that man Aaron Rodgers on the other side who can just throw the ball all over the place. But I just think defensively, you know, don't pick the Packers. Don't let the Packers start this week if you can help it.
Man, I think Green Bay going to have their hands full this week against Derrick Henry. But I think Green Bay corners can hang. I think they can hang in there against Tennessee's wide receivers, man. And if the corners can survive man-to-man, then they can slide that extra guy in the box and make Tannehill beat them. But Tannehill has been good this year. So that's going to be a good game on Sunday night. I can't wait to see it. You're going to have the aerial attack of Green Bay going against the ground game of Tennessee. Hey, in real football, I like Aaron Rodgers to have a big game, dog. Rodgers to have a big game Sunday. All right, Jermaine, give me a defense you sit down this week.
Man, even though they've been playing very well, I'm sitting the Giants now going up against Lamar and the Ravens, bro. The Giants, they really haven't faced nobody like Lamar this year. And you already know, man, Lamar brings another element too. The offense, that's something that you really – it makes it really almost impossible to scheme for. And he's been hot last two games. Definitely go for a better option out there. Somebody like maybe Miami or the Bucs are out there. But definitely I would not go with the Giants this week.
Yeah, if you got the Giants, definitely look elsewhere. The Baltimore has found a little groove. I think they done figured out what works for them and what doesn't. What doesn't work is leaving Lamar in the pocket, trying to throw the ball down the field and outside the numbers. That doesn't work. That's not his game. His game is the run game and throwing in the middle of the field. Anything outside the numbers, I just don't see it happening for the Baltimore offense. And that will be a problem if they make it to the playoffs.
Yes,
if he can't throw the ball to the outside of the numbers, I think they will be one and done depending on the matchup because defensive coaches, all they got to do is strategize on you for 1 week. 1 week, one game plan. But we're talking about this week as far as fantasy. I have written down New England, but I'm going to talk about Denver. I'm saying Denver against the Chargers. Denver has been a real solid defense in fantasy if you look at their numbers and what they do to other teams' offense. But the Chargers are going to go off this week on the Broncos' defense. They are going to score points this week, and with hopefully Keenan Allen being healthy, Eckler back, Mike Williams to be back this week healthy, and those two young guys they got catching the ball. I think they're going to open it up this week with a lot of four wide receiver sets because Hunter Henry is out due to COVID. I look for the Chargers to win big time this week against Denver. So you got Denver's defense. They done did you a solid so far this year, but I wouldn't play them this week in my championship. All right, this is the best part of the show for me because this is when me and my brothers, we give y'all that fire. And this week is even more special because this championship week, and we're going to tell y'all who y'all need to have in y'all lineup to help you win the trophy. And I'm going to let both my brothers know off top. on my list, all I have is big names, except maybe two. And I'll talk about those two at the end. But I got all stars on my starts. I barely have any sleepers. Well, I do got a sleeper, but I barely have anybody that you didn't depend on to get you here. All right, man, so give me a quarterback you looking at starting this week.
Oh, I like it like this, man. I like it like this, though. A good one I'm going with, man, regardless of how they played last week, I'm going with Baker Mayfield, bro, versus the Jets. I think that was an anomaly that happened last week that's not going to happen this week. Stefanski, man, up there in Cleveland, bro, he's coaching, bro, and he's going to have them boys ready. The big thing, too, going up and in this game, they're trying to have two running backs rush over 1,000 yards. I think everybody knows that, and I'm thinking it's a good chance to catch the Jets off guard, opening them up to play-action passes to Landry and my man Higgins. Definitely play my man Mayfield this week, and it's going to pay off.
Man, Baker has been on fire, bro. Big bro, you wasn't on the show. Big bro, you wasn't on the show last week. Hey, man,
yeah, nope.
I brought up the point last week that I hate the narrative that OBJ made Baker Mayfield a bad quarterback. It wasn't OBJ that made Baker a bad quarterback. It's the play calling that made Baker a bad quarterback when OBJ was on the field. So since OBJ has been out, you see what Stefanski has done. He has called plays so everybody touched the ball. Landry touches it. Peoples Jones, Higgins, and Joku, Bryant, Hooper. Everybody touches the ball now. So the narrative that OBJ was the problem with their offense, kill that noise. It wasn't OBJ. It's the play caller. But I'm glad to see Baker rebounding and playing good. All right, big bro, give me a quarterback.
Well, I'm going with another Sooner. The one I should have started last week, Kyler Murray going against San Francisco. 49ers struggle with mobile quarterbacks. And Kyler Murray is hot, and he's playing for a playoff spot right now. 49ers this season is over, you know, but Kyler Murray can't afford for his team to lose. So it's going to take a performance like he did last week against the Browns. To continue to do that, and I think he's going to, get you, upwards of 30 plus points this week for your fantasy championship.
Man, and he got voted to the Pro Bowl this week, so hopefully he'll play with a little bit more juice to let people know that he deserved to get voted to the Pro Bowl. I know a lot of people felt he shouldn't have been in there. But, you know, man, it is what it is. The guy got voted in. Hopefully he's short. I think he's going to ball this week. I think D-Hop is going to ball this week because of this practice stuff. I think them two are going to show out this week against San Francisco. I wrote down Tom Brady, of course, but I'm going to talk about Drew Brees, man. Drew Brees versus Minnesota. Last week, if you started Drew Brees, you wasn't listening to our show. Me and Lil Bro said don't start Drew Brees because of the rust and because of the opponent. Number one, he was going to be challenged by Kansas City because Kansas City offense can score points. And with him being gone for almost a month, 4 to 6 weeks, he was definitely going to be rusty. And then on Friday, it was announced that Mike Thomas was going to be out, and they put him on IR. So, of course, Drew Brees is going to struggle in that first game back. But this is a whole new week. Drew Brees is going to be comfortable. Drew Brees playing at home, playing on Christmas Day against a Minnesota defense that doesn't generate a pass rush and has a very suspect secondary. I am going with Drew Brees this week. And I'm telling y'all to go with Drew Brees, too. right, big bro, I need a running back that's definitely going to be on your squad.
I can tell you, I'm getting a running back who is on my squad. He's going to help me beat my brother. I love him to death, but, hey, he got to go down. I'm bringing David Johnson in, bro, against Cincy. Double-digit points the last 2 weeks since he's been back. And he had a season-high 11 passes caught last week. I just think it's time. He's consistent, to say the least about the guy. When he's on the field, he's giving you double-digit points every game so far, with the exception of when he played Jacksonville. But he only had 2 carries when he got hurt. So double-digit anytime he's on the field. That's a consistent player that you draft and you start every week.
And the funny part is, I was down on David Johnson on our preview show. I was like, ain't no way I was drafting him. No way in the world. And, boy, he has made me put my foot in my mouth. Hey, welcome back to Fantasy Relevant, David Johnson. All right, man, give me a running back, bro.
Going with David Montgomery for the Bears. Man, he has – scored over 20 points in 4 of the last 5 games. He's on a hot streak, y'all, man. He scored six times in the last 4 games. And he's going up against Jacksonville, which is like a C. He is going to absolutely destroy him. If you got him in your lineup, I think he's going to definitely get you at least 25 points this week. Keep rolling with him and get that chip this week.
Yeah, man, I got David Montgomery on like 2 of my teams, and I got him on 1 of my teams that's going for the chip. So, man, since he came back from injury, he's been on fire, and it's kind of crazy. Since Trubisky been back, he's been on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Did I really just say that out of my mouth? Since Trubisky been back, David Montgomery has been on fire. Wow. Man, some things just fail to amaze me. Like I said on my at the kickoff, all I got is big names on my list. I got Miles Sanders, but I'm going to talk about Aaron Jones versus Tennessee. Like I said, it's going to be the Green Bay air attack going against the Tennessee ground attack. But don't get it twisted. Aaron Jones can be part of the air attack also. But I look for Aaron Jones to have a solid game rushing, a solid game receiving, because he can do it both. Tennessee defense isn't that great, and their linebackers don't cover running backs as good. So look for Aaron Jones to probably have the game Nyheim Hines had probably about 3 weeks back against Tennessee, where he had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. Aaron Jones, play him this week against Tennessee. All right, little bro, give me a wide receiver that's in your lineup this week.
Man, I said Antonio Brown at the beginning, but I'm going to give you another. I'm going with Emmanuel Sanders with Minnesota. Michael Thomas, he's on IR. They're going to rest him up for the playoffs. And whenever he's been out, of course, Emmanuel, Sanders is going to be his main target. And I'm thinking it's going to be a tough game, maybe a high-scoring game, because you already know Minnesota can score with Jefferson and Thielen. And I'm thinking Emmanuel Sanders at least get at least by 85 yards and a touchdown this week.
Man, I wrote down Emmanuel Sanders also, but I also said Drew Brees is my start this week. Go ahead, big bro, give me a wide receiver.
My wide receiver is Allen Robinson, brother, going against the Jags. His last 4 weeks, 13 targets, 7 targets, 13 targets, and then 5 targets. But he's averaging at least 75 yards per game. That's consistent enough for me to start you and put my title on the line, put you right there, you know, so you can hold that trophy up. He got double-digit points since week two. So that's once again the consistent part of the football game that you got to pay attention to. Start this guy.
And I'm gonna go back to what I said about David Montgomery. Since Trubisky has been back in the lineup, Allen Robinson has come back to fantasy relevancy. Since Trubisky has been back in the lineup. Yes, I said it twice tonight, folks. Twice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, I had Emmanuel Sanders written down, but I'm riding with this guy, and I've been riding with him for about a month now, and I've been consistent about starting this guy. I know that a lot of people look at New England and be like, well, New England defense this, New England defense that. New England defense ain't the same defense. Start Cole Beasley against New England on Monday night. Cole Beasley has been one of the hottest wide receivers in the NFL this last quarter of the season. Last week, him and Diggs both went over 100. Man, I know when I said this about a month ago, I said Buffalo's passing game will come around when Allen starts throwing the ball back to Beasley. You got to open up. You got to threaten the middle of the field to get the guys on the outside to be effective as well. Cole Beasley has been on fire, bro, and I will play him this week against New England. Hopefully, I think he's going to have about 5 catches, about 80 yards, and maybe a touchdown. They might even get him a trick play. You never know. But I think Buffalo going for the sweep. I don't think they're going to take any prisoners on Monday. And I wouldn't be surprised if they blew New England out on Monday night. So I'm going with Cole Beasley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Carl. I know what you're going to say
mm-hmm.
right here, I think. Give me a tight end you're looking to start this week.
You know exactly. I already brought him up. Logan Thomas, bro. I'm starting Logan Thomas. With the exception of, disclaimer, if I don't have Waller or Mark Andrews, then this guy right here is Kelsey, yeah. But Logan Thomas, man, look, I just want to say, I sort of adopted Washington football team as my second because of you guys, so I pay attention to them, what's going on. And I appreciate the work that Coach Rivera has put in for you guys. And I think that his players are going to feel the same way going against the Panthers this week. Revenge game for Coach, even though he won't say it. But I'm sure his players are thinking it. And Logan Thomas has double digit points the last 4 games. Once again, the key word is consistency. This guy has been consistent over the last month. And they got something to play for. They still got division to play for, even though, it's down. It's still there for the taking. And I think he's going to help them get there this week, and he can help you get there on your championship run.
Yeah, man. Logan Thomas has definitely been a godsend for us because in the preseason, I wanted Randy Moss' son to be our starting tight end because I just felt he would give us more juice at the position. Plus, he was more like a wide receiver playing tight end. But then when he got hurt, I was like, man, Sprinkle can't be the answer. And then lo and behold, Logan Thomas comes out of nowhere and has a solid season. all right, little bro, give me a tight end, dog.
I'm going with Noah Fant over there in your backyard up there in Denver. Man, he had a good game last week, man. He had 11 targets on 68 yards. The Bills, they have struggled versus the tight end. But this week going up against the Chargers, as you stated earlier, man, the Chargers are going to score. They're going to have to throw the ball, even though Locke hasn't played really great. But yet him and Fant, they do have a connection. And I'm thinking he will get at least over 50 yards. And maybe a score this week going up against the Chargers.
Man, he's been up and down this year, but Locke has been up and down this year too. So I guess if your quarterback is up and down, that means you're going to be up and down. Well, the name that I'm going to say, I thought my big bro was going to say, Robert Tonyan, man, versus Tennessee. Man, Tonyan, I don't know what the hell happened in the middle of the season where he disappeared, because he had the beginning of the season when he was on fire. Then he had the middle of the season where he disappeared. But these last couple games, Tonyan has been on fire. And I look for him to stay that way this week against Tennessee. I think he's going to have another touchdown this week. I probably say he probably have 40 yards to go with that touchdown, probably about four or five catches. He's replaced the guy that I thought would come back and be the second option. I thought Lazard would have been the second option in the passing game once he came back for injury. But no, it's been Robert Tonyan, Valdez Scanlon, and Devontae. So if you got Tonyan, leave him in your lineup. Don't even think about taking him out. Leave him in there. Hey, better yet, write his name in there with permanent marker. Write his name with permanent marker. All right, bro. Jermaine, give me a defense that you're starting this week.
Man, I'm stopping them Bucks. I'm stopping them Bucks, man. I got to give you some more love, Carl. Man, them Bucks, man, this is going to be a field day for them, bro. Yeah, man, this is going to be a definite double-digit fantasy scoring weekend going up against Stafford and them. Stafford's coming off of a little bit of a rib injury as well. Without the coaches, man, this is going to be ugly, man. So definitely start them with confidence.
Yeah, man, I think Tampa Bay is going to – they definitely going to make Detroit one-dimensional, which is going to allow their pass rush to just amp all the way up. And, I mean, Stafford does have a little bit of mobility, but he only has one guy to throw the ball – two guys to throw the ball to. Hockenson and Marvin Jones. You single cover the other guy on the other side, you single cover the guy in the slot, and you bracket Jones, and he's going to have a hard game. I like Tampa Bay this week going against Detroit. Who you got, bro? Big bro?
I got Baltimore Ravens, bro, going against the Giants, man. They stepped it up last week against the Jaguars, which, you know, everybody does. But I think that gave them the confidence they needed. These two games right here on the schedule, these are the games that you want to work on things and ensure improvement. And I think as far as standpoint goes, going against the Giants, when you're still fighting to get in the playoffs and try and get your division, this is what you want. And this is almost like a freebie for those guys, as long as they don't take them lightly. But I expect them to get double-digit points again this week.
Especially if Daniel Jones isn't playing, I would have Baltimore. Even if Daniel Jones was playing, I would still play Baltimore's defense. But with Colt McCoy, their offense has definitely become more conservative. Yeah, I would put probably, I would keep my base defense, start Gallman and Morris, and make Colt McCoy beat me. So Baltimore should have a great defensive performance this weekend. I normally don't do this. I don't like to do it because I don't like people to consider me a homer. I wrote down New Orleans versus Minnesota, but I'm going to talk about my Washington football team going against Carolina. Our defense has been great. If you watched the game last week, we shut Russell Wilson down last week. I don't care what the scoreboard say, we shut Russell Wilson down last week. Our front four, our front seven comes to play every week. And I think this week, especially if Haskins plays, the defense know they got to carry us to this NFC East Championship. Haskins is not going to carry us there. If he carries us there, it's going to be because the defense made some plays. This is the week for the defense to make some plays. Teddy Bridgewater isn't as mobile as Russell Wilson, So he's going to be there in the pocket, and we should attack him all game. So I picked up the Washington defense in both my leagues. I'm playing for my championship, and I'm not looking back, man. I'm starting them with full confidence, bro. So that's where I'm at with it. I know that, you know, we probably got about a minute left. Real quick, Carl, give me a sleeper.
Yeah, my sleeper this week, real quick, Cooper Kupp going against Seattle. He averaged 16.2 fantasy points against those guys. Last time they met, week 10, he only had five receptions on seven targets, 50 yards. But Seattle gives up the fifth most fantasy points to wide receivers, and they need Kupp and those guys this week, even though I think Goff is going to shit the bed. I still think he got to throw it to somebody.
He sure do. All right, Jermaine, quickly, man, give me a sleeper.
Man, I'm going with Mecole Hardman for the Chiefs going against KC. I'm going against Atlanta, coming off of 10 targets. As far as PPR, over 11 points, averaging around about 11 points last two games, and they're going to be throwing it all over the field. I'm thinking he'll score this week, man, and get you at least a TD.
Well, I brought my sleeper up earlier. I'll just go ahead and talk on him now. I've been talking about him basically the whole show. My sleeper is Mitchell Trubisky, man, going against Jacksonville. My big bro said start Robinson. My little bro said start Montgomery. So with that being said, why wouldn't you start Mitchell Trubisky? He's been actually pretty serviceable these last 3 weeks. I think he scored more than 20 points in each game since he became a starter again. So, like I said, if you got a quarterback that has a bad matchup and you got some balls on you, pick up Mitchell Trubisky and start him. That's why we call him a sleeper. We ain't telling you to start him over Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers. We just saying if you got Big Ben, Phillip Rivers, you know, somebody like that, Matthew Stafford, play Trubisky over all of them. That's all we're saying. Well, hey, man, it's championship week. Little bro, get the people a nugget, man, as far as going into their mindset of championship week. Jermaine.
Yeah. Oh, man, I thought you meant Carl. I'm sorry, brother. Yeah, man, this week you definitely want to sit here and know your matchups, especially with now COVID. Man, you better know who's on the COVID list, man. So make sure you do your checkups for, like, players like Hunter Henry, who's out. Other players who are waiting COVID list, like Ronald Jones. There's players on the COVID list. Make sure you know who's on your COVID list so you can adjust your lineups properly.
And with that being said, also look at some of the defensive guys that's on the COVID list that might affect your matchup on the other side, because some of these defensive guys have been on the COVID list that haven't been as publicized as the offensive guys, but they're just as important. So keep an eye on that, too. All right, big bro, get the people a nugget.
Hey, hey, I second or third that COVID comment. You know, I know we made the decision at the beginning of the year, like, hey, we're not going to pay this league because of COVID, and I made the comment to you. I said, that's what you draft for? You know, you got the guys on the bench. So I know this is probably the last fantasy football one we do this year, but I just want to say that not yet. What? We got one more? What's going on? Did I miss something?
I'm gonna get with y'all about doing a year review show.
No, good.
Okay. Well, anyway,
we're top on the team.
Okay, and get Tracy on.
Yeah, I invite Tracy too, so I'll come up with a name for it.
Okay, well, bottom line is, man, I just want to say that, I thoroughly enjoyed this, and I hope we can we can do this again next year, because I look forward to it every Friday. I'm prepping because I got to be ready, because I know y'all coming with that fire. I just want to say, man, I love y'all, and I enjoyed this. I look forward to it, and you know, can't wait to do it again.
Well, absolutely. just to give y'all some breaking news, we will be moving to another platform next year. We will have our own YouTube channel next year, and we will most likely be doing this show next year on YouTube, dog. So that's breaking news. We really haven't put it out there to the masses yet, but I'm letting y'all know right now that, yeah, we're looking at moving to YouTube starting February, and most for sure we will bring this show back next year. And actually, I'm gonna get with y'all on the text message after this season, and maybe we can do a show with us three. It don't have to be fantasy related. It could just be us getting up here talking about something, and we'll just keep it going. So that's breaking news also. But but that just goes to show how much I enjoy doing this show with my two brothers, man. Damn, we're getting kind of emotional. I don't know why, because I love these guys, but you know, this has been fun, man. This has been fun, bro. When I first came up with the idea of doing it, at first I was going to do me, my brother Carl, and this other dude I know. But then I was like, yo, big bro, I think we should get Lil Bro on. And he was like, yeah, me too. And I was like, all right. So, you know, I got Lil Bro on, and, man, we took off, man. This Friday Night Fire, even though it's Thursday, but this Friday Night Fire has been a dope experience. It's been fun.
Yeah,
I love it. Our little bro be making moves during the show, going off their voice. We be busy. So evidently we doing something right. And I'm not even gonna talk about the number of people that be DMing me on Twitter asking me for fantasy football advice. Man, it's just been fun, man, and I appreciate you too giving me y'all time every Friday to do this. And hey, man, I really appreciate y'all. I love y'all. And like I said, hopefully after fantasy football over, we get together and we can do something else. Even if it might not be every week, maybe every other week we can get together and just chop it up on this platform. And then when we go over to YouTube, we can still make it happen, man. Thank y'all for y'all support this year. Thank the listeners for supporting our show. Actually, our downloads have definitely went up on Fridays. A lot of people actually download this show. So evidently, we're doing something right. That being said, everybody have a great weekend, a great holiday. Enjoy your families tomorrow. It's going to be football on tomorrow. I'm going to be glued to the NBA because my Lakers play tomorrow. So I'm going to definitely be glued into that. Tell my nieces and nephews I love them. Tell y'all wives I love them. Send all y'all families a bunch of love from the Mile High City. Me and my brothers closing out this show. Wishing everybody a happy holiday. Peace.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Peace. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, sir.